Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Cleaning up the show. It wasn't Michael Pineda. He was on that team, I believe, but it was Jabba Chamberlain.
Yeah. Jabba. Hey,
Jabba. Clean, Jabba the Hutt.
Clean your ears. Oh, my goodness.
Well, he had the goop all over him.
Yeah, that's the deal.
He literally had goop all over him, and which attracted all these bugs. And they stuck to him because it was so sticky. It was gross. Go look up the video of Jabba Chamberlain. Your girl's down, Alex Morgan.
Stop saying she's my girl. Well,
you're the one that's been like ogling her.
Stop lying on me.
I mean, you were like Gilbert with the bus driver.
I did not expose myself. Like, if you missed the story yesterday, Gilbert called in and apparently he was at the 1981 deciding game between the Astros.
Well, he thought it was 1980, but
No. 1981, I think, is what he said.
Yeah, but it was... Wasn't that the 1980 playoff?
Well,
playoff?
Did he go to the one game or the game or
I
the
don't,
five
no
game
knows.
Series?
Yeah, no we don't one know. Knows.
And then later on, he told us that he got in trouble for exposing himself to a bus driver. And by the way, you're going to love what they call those bugs. They're called midges.
What?
The ones that are around Jabba Chamberlain, they're called midges.
Midges?
Yeah, MIDGS, midges.
MIDGES.
GES.
Mies?
And you love that word.
Mies?
Mies. Yeah.
Midges. Can you call them midges or you have to call them little bugs?
Well, I don't know. But I'm reading it, and midges impact Yankees in the eighth. That's one of the headlines from that game.
There were little bugs running around?
Yeah.
Impacting the game?
Yeah. And at some point, I'm sure one of the Yankees tossed one of those bugs out of the way. You call it bug tossing or midges tossing.
Oh, no, you can't throw those little...
You can throw those bugs around.
No.
Yes, you can. Get out of here. I'm trying to pitch.
Throw them off of you?
Yeah, get out of here.
Hey, I see. There's a contest to see how far you can throw them?
Well, I don't know if you can take those bugs to a bar for a contest.
I don't know. All right.
I don't know if it's pronounced that way, but it's spelled... midges, and that's what attacked can you imagine all those midges attacking you?
No. How many? There were thousands of them, it seems.
It was
like
disgusting.
Well, how many midges can you take on? Apparently thousands.
Yeah, depending if I'm a pitcher for the Yankees.
Right,
a lot of them.
Right. Australia is within 4-3.
I think we know how this game plays out, don't we?
It's not over. I mean, it's over. You can play it like it's already been played?
Yes, you can bet. You can bet on it like it's already been played.
You can bet on it.
I know the result. Despite the close nature of this game with about 20 seconds ago, the U.S. do hold on to win and take home a bronze medal.
Way to go, the USWNTRX.
No, you don't have to treat it like they're the LGBTQAI plus,
anyway,
whatever.
Anyway, way to go.
Yeah, they won the bronze, and we can make now everyone can make comparisons to the wrestler who won the gold. So the U.S. national women's team, less American, and that's why they won the bronze. Not true patriots.
Well, not true patriots, like the female wrestler from Morton Ranch High School.
Because if you missed it, we played sound earlier. She was very happy to be an American. Very happy to
loves
win gold.
Her country.
Loves her country.
Never knelt in her life except to pray.
And that's all.
That's
true
all.
Patriot.
Loves her country. Yep. And she's getting lit up for it.
No. Oh. She's getting praised by a certain segment of, let's say, the right side of Twitter.
The right side?
Let's say the right side of Twitter.
Not the wrong side?
I was more right or left.
Right or left. I gotcha.
Right, the right side of...
Well, some would say the right side.
Tamron Mensa Stock. She's the first black woman to win an Olympic wrestling gold. And because of her she was just all in on being American. And she was so happy to win and so happy to represent her country that the right side of Twitter was happy for her as mm-hmm. well.
The right side. As opposed to the wrong side.
As opposed to the left side.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Well, I thought it was the right side, her being happy for her country and loving her country.
I mean, there is nothing.
That's great.
There's nothing negative about what she said. She was just thrilled to represent her country and win. And that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Credit to her for. And the other thing, I said Tamara. I hope it's how you pronounce it.
No one knows.
Yeah. I'll find out.
No one knows. And she's using her money that she won. $37,000 to buy her mom a food truck. And she said, you better be responsible.
Apparently her mother's irresponsible with money.
Apparently that'll tell you something about her mom, but she is a great cook. That's why she's getting her a food truck. So there is that. The U.S. men won their semifinal game and in basketball and will play the French again. The Frenchies beat Slovenia.
And a great game.
Yeah, it was a great game.
Nicholas Batum with the game-sealing block in the final seconds. Luka passed it off.
What were his numbers?
I think he finished with a triple-double. I don't think the point total was that high, but a triple-double for Luka. And he made the correct basketball play the possession before, led to a three that got him within one. Yeah. He passed it off again. The guy had his teammate had the advantage getting to the rim, just Batum's length. Helped him block that shot. He was, you're talking about half a foot away from making a layup that would have given Slovenia a win and got them to the finals against the U.S. Instead, we'll see the likes of Batum and Gobert and Fournier and other NBA players for that French team against the U.S. for the gold.
Yeah, you know, I think you put it nicely. It was a white guy that got blocked. He was slow to the basket.
I didn't say anything of the sort. What do you mean I put it nicely?
I think that's what you were trying to say.
No.
That white guy couldn't get past him.
He did get past him. Well, he wasn't able to elevate quickly enough to get the shot. What, you don't think white guys can
can't jump? No. Is that what you just said?
Chase Buttinger would have got that layup off.
Yeah. Sam Decker gets that off?
I didn't say Sam Decker. I said Chase Buttinger. He was a volleyball player, remember?
Oh, that's right. No, he was athletic.
Yeah, you have some issue, and you think white guys can't be athletic.
Slovenians there.
They were within a half a second.
No, they can shoot now. They ain't the fastest guys.
No, they have to play the angles.
Yes. And that angle wasn't the best angle.
No. But credit to Luka carrying that team. He was undefeated as an international with his national team. Now they'll get to play for the bronze against the Australians.
Yeah. I would have rather seen Luka. I think it would be more interesting to watch Slovenia, but it's revenge time.
And, I mean, if we're talking about NBA talent, the more competitive matchup on paper is that French team.
Yeah. No, absolutely. As far as talent goes, athleticism goes, hey, they already beat the U.S. They know they can do it.
Oh, we can't lose to a team led by Fournier and Gobert.
No, not with Durant and Booker.
And when I say can't, it would just be awful. I mean, it clearly could happen. It just shouldn't happen. And the U.S. fought back from double digits last night or early this morning. Australia was up by 10 or 11 when I checked in, and then Durant went on his run, and the defense stepped up, and they got some open looks later.
Well,
the three started falling.
And when they did lose to France, they couldn't have shot worse.
Yeah, they had a lead and blew it.
They missed five straight shots on one possession. Well, got multiple possessions with the rebounds, but it was ridiculous how bad they shot.
Yeah, and they controlled that game until mid to late in the third, and then France took advantage of them in the fourth late. But that's a game they blew as opposed to France beating them. So this is an opportunity to, I guess, get some revenge and then to bring home the gold. And then we can judge how patriotic they are by what they say in the press conference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see how. We'll see. Are you gonna be? You guys gonna be happy for America? Are you gonna love America like she did,
or are we going to have to call you unpatriotic?
Yeah,
because
and root against you.
Like, I don't expect any of those players to make a political statement. They're gonna win the gold, wrap those flags around themselves, and and be thrilled, because that's how it's always been at the Olympics.
Is LeBron there?
No, he's not actually there.
So it might go easier on him. Although LeBron's catching it now, right?
Yeah, he, as I said, the right side of Twitter, when comparing him to the Olympic wrestling champion, is saying, look how patriotic she is compared to him, LeBron, Kaepernick, and Rapinoe. And LeBron's like, whoa, 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 whoa. I won a gold medal, and I didn't say a thing.
I'm not even there.
Remember when I won the gold as part of the Redeem Team?
Yeah.
I was wrapped in those colors, and I was having a great time.
Well, he's also catching it because he's getting all these old players together. He's putting together a really, really old team.
I know Lance has taken issue with adding old guys and saying it never works out. Young players don't win NBA titles. Young teams don't do it. Like, the Suns made it to the finals, and credit to them, but you know who are they led by? An old guy. And they went through a couple teams who were injured, and maybe partly because they were old that they were injured. But look, the Bucks, they had 3 30-somethings in their starting lineup. Yeah, Drew Holiday, who was 31, Brooke Lopez, who was 33, and PJ Tucker was 35. Yeah. And Giannis is the young one at 26. Chris Middleton's 29. He'll be 30 when the next season starts. Young teams don't win.
Yeah.
So, sure, age can be an issue, but you know what happens at the deadline or the buyout market? No one goes, I really would like to add this 25-year-old.
Golden State young when they won their first one?
They're in their late 20s.
Yeah.
Because remember,
there was a while before they got together. That's right.
And they were in college for 3 or 4 years, all of them. So they weren't a young, we entered the league at 19.
That's true.
Yeah. So all this stuff about you don't want to be old, sure. You want some youth to get yourself through the regular season. But on the buyout market, contenders don't add 24-year-old guys on the market. They go get the 30-plus-year-old with experience who's played in the playoffs. Age wins.
Absolutely. All right, when we come back, Deshaun update for you. We will. Is there a Deshaun update for you? Well, we're not sure if he's ever going to be able to walk again. So we will tell you. We'll tell you how he's doing next right here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Warrior sound.
Real.
Let's go.
Fun. Sports. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Yes, Art, we forgot to mention that Gilbert did say, "Yo mama suck."
Isn't that what got him kicked out of Dodger Stadium, allegedly?
Yeah, apparently. He started a fight with that or something.
Yeah, he said he saw a sign that said the Astros suck. So and then he said, chimed back with, "Your mama sucks." And that got him thrown out. A fight.
Okay.
Okay. If I'm supposed to believe that, I guess I will.
Last night, Chris Trapasso said this. He's got a blue check mark, Chris Trapasso.
Gotta believe him.
Yeah, I gotta believe him. He's got a blue check mark. NFL draft and young NFL player analyst for CBS Sports. He said this. Source, talks are heating up between the Eagles and the Texans on a Deshaun Watson trade. Still some hurdles to get over, but both sides attempting to come to an agreement. And whether or not he is believable, last year, it was March 16th, 2020, a big-name defensive lineman is about to get traded and paid. And then about an hour later, the Colts traded DeForest Buckner and signed him to an $84 million extension. And this report by Trapasso comes at an interesting time as well. Deshaun Watson obviously has been not practicing. I don't know what we read into that, but he's persona non grata with the Houston Texans. And it should be noted, as recently on BGN Radio, the Eagles owner, Jeffrey Lurie, their general manager, Howie Roseman, vice president of player personnel, Andy Weidel, and head coach, Nick Sirianni, were having a powwow on the field after Tuesday's practice, the first day that Watson was absent from Texans practice field. Also, the Eagles recently just cleared over $14 million in cap space to give him $16.1 million total. That would be enough to take on Watson's $10.5 million base salary this season. It looks like there's a possibility that, you know, all of these things are coincidental, or they're just, I mean, that the owner and this front office met with the head coach on the field is not really a big, it's not really big news.
That happens quite a bit.
Yeah, that happens. When I was with the Texans, it happened every day.
Yeah.
After practice, we talk about everything, whatever. That's not a big deal. Clearing up cap space? Okay. All right. Trading for Deshaun Watson now with criminal charges possibly pending, or a grand jury possibly convening to look at his case. If the grand jury does convene, and I wonder if we will know if a grand jury convenes and doesn't press charges.
You know, when that tweet came out, I decided to go through the quote tweets and see the reaction. And I was surprised by how many people who call themselves Eagle fans weren't thrilled with the move. Like, they're like, what hurdles? You mean the 22 charges? That was a lot of responses from Eagle fans. Like, please don't do this. What are we doing? If you do this, this is wrong. Now, I didn't read, like, there was about 1,000 quote tweets. I didn't read through all of them, but just a quick list. And there are a lot of people, Eagle fans, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. See,
I'm surprised by that.
Is this, like, I'll tell you, there were LSU players, Jordan Jefferson, I couldn't root for him anymore. Other guys, too, that were, involved in stuff that I was just like, I just can't. When Roberto Osuna came here, I think it put a cloud over everybody. I really think it put a cloud over the organization. Is this the same kind of thing? I don't feel like Deshaun is like that, but I mean, but 22 allegations,
10 criminal complaints.
Yeah, is there?
And this isn't going away. Like, a lot of the thought was, well, we'll get this figured out, but this has been
a little blow over. Mm.
It doesn't appear to be the case right now.
Especially in the police dragging their feet, the DA dragging his feet, whatever, to get charges. And again, if it's a grand jury, then it means it's felony charges. It's not misdemeanors by the police department and arrest. Felony charges are a different story. That's serious now. You're talking about real possible jail time. We've always thought, nah, that's not going to happen. Well, when you're talking about a serial massage enthusiast like Deshaun, and I could certainly see a grand jury looking at this thing and going, is this a coincidence now? When we're talking about 10 different charges, is that a coincidence? Is it not a big deal?
And when you think about the circumstances of these complaints, it's two people in a room together. They're conflicting statements, certainly by the accused and the accuser. It appears from the outside that it's mostly he said, she said, and it can still get to grand jury. They feel good enough about that they actually want to take this to a grand jury. And then you throw in the fame of this person and the attention that'll get. And they're like, you know what? We got enough to at least get a grand jury to convene. That's scary. If you are in the Deshaun camp, if it gets to that point, or if you're a team who thinks you may want to acquire him, why would you make a move when this could hang over your entire trade?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Suspension, criminal charges. You just can't make a move. And Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk tweeted out, source says, contrary to a report that trade talks between the Eagles and Texans for Deshaun Watson are heating up, they are not. So I would imagine Mike Florio probably knows or could know someone. The team that could shoot it down right now is the Eagles. The Eagles.
Yeah.
Could shoot it down right now. And if they saw this report and they were none too pleased with it, or they saw the responses, the Eagles saw the responses like you did. Hey, remember when Les Miles was fired and then he wasn't anymore?
Yeah, LSU bent to the will of the people.
Oh, he's going to be gone next week. Yeah, we're going to keep him because of the response by Tiger fans.
Turns out LSU shouldn't have listened to their fans.
No, you don't listen to the fans. You go with your gut. Yeah. Don't ever listen to what fans think.
It's a bad idea.
It was a really bad idea to keep Les. You did get Coach O, though, and you did win a national championship, so it all worked out. But, however, I would imagine Florio knows something. So I would imagine, and, well, Dustin says Lurie is a well-known feminist. I don't know. Is he?
I don't know anything about
that. I don't know him either. I don't know. Well, Dustin knows. That's his team, right? He looks like, just like Carson Wentz.
His former team.
Well, right. But I mean, you're once an Eagle, always an Eagle.
You don't want to read what he said in the second sentence?
No, I don't want to say that. I don't want to read that part.
No way who he's trading for?
No way he's trading for that, no.
Dustin's a Cowboy fan, so he may know something about Lurie just because out of his Eagles hate. But we don't. If he's a feminist, then that would seem to go against the profile. To trade for a guy being investigated for this.
Well, I'm telling you, every owner, you know what? You got to follow your conscience. Jim Crane didn't. And, you know, when the general manager comes to you and says, we can get this guy, he's got issues, you got to follow your own conscience. Deshaun Watson changes the fortunes of a football team. I guess he does. He didn't do it here, but
and are the Eagles?
I think everybody gives this a pass because of Bill O'Brien.
But are the Eagles in a position with one move they'd be a really good football team?
Well, it's not it's a tough division to win.
That is true. But I'm talking about if you're giving up all that you'd have to give up, you expect to be a really, really good football team, right? If he's your quarterback?
I think they probably think they've got good football players outside of that quarterback position. So, you know what? They can win games. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes a quarterback changes everybody's attitude in the locker room.
That is certainly the case.
Yeah. So, Robert Lurie is a known. Jeffrey Lurie. There are probably a lot of teams that say, no, we ain't doing that. And I'll bet you Cal McNair right now is one of them. And that's one of the reasons we talk about, well, they're doing the wrong. How about we don't want him? How about we don't want him to play for us anymore?
Back in 1994, this article from the Chicago Tribune says, Jeffrey Lurie is described by friends as a feminist. Hmm. He's an avowed feminist, a humanist and a feminist. So apparently there's something to Carson Wentz's double statement in this tweet.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that you. See, I always thought of feminists as being women.
You can be a male feminist.
You can be a male feminist?
Yes.
That's
about a philosophy
isn't
you
that
have.
What
do you want to say to get in trouble?
They're opposites.
Here? No, you can.
You're
be
a male feminist.
But if you, I need to find the definition of a feminist.
Well, you can't be a male feminine. Fail.
You don't
female.
Have to be.
Doesn't mean you can't be a male.
That's
feminine,
true. Huh? But feminist doesn't have to do with anybody who. That has nothing to do with gender. It's about what you support.
Yeah, just first time I've ever heard a male feminist.
Like if he's into social movements that support women and political movements.
Who does that?
Jeffrey Lurie does.
Oh.
He does.
See, it's the first time I've heard of that.
You've never heard of a man supporting movements that support women? That help women?
No.
That's unique to you? People you know don't do that?
No.
Nah.
I never grew up with any of those.
Well, that's not surprising.
No.
But you, in your travels, you've never met. You've been around this country, this great country. Travel to Europe, you've never met a person like that.
Well, whenever you see, feminist movement, it's always a bunch of women burning bras or something.
And he's you could be into the
burning brosiers. He burns his
a man bra, a bro. If you watch that Seinfeld episode,
yeah.
No, it's about supporting women in their movements and agendas for equality, and that's what he's about, I guess.
People do that.
I just told you Jeffrey Lurie does. That is at least one person does that.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know that. So now I wouldn't expect him to trade for what Dustin calls booty back.
I thought we weren't going to say that. You didn't want to say it. I wasn't going to say it.
I didn't say it. I didn't. Yeah, Dustin. Dustin, his sources said it.
I don't think that's going to be
on the back. No way he's training for the booty back.
I don't think that's going to be on the back of his jersey. Or no, we figured out that's his position.
Should you get a Texans 4 jersey and put booty back on there?
No, remember we figured out that's his position. Oh. So when they have him
introducing quarterback, halfback, fullback, he's booty back?
Introducing your starting lineup, it'd be not Deshaun booty back, it'd be booty back Deshaun Watson.
I got you.
Yeah.
And number at booty back.
Yeah. You know how
Deshaun Watson.
You know how like defensive coaches create these special names for positions we've always had? Like, oh, he's the star or the striker or the jack linebacker. He's the booty back. Yeah.
Hey. Well, there you have new terminology we didn't know about.
Only one person.
Male feminist and booty back.
No, I knew about the first one. I had not heard of booty
back.
Never
heard of that. It's 10:30 ESPN 97.5.
What does that mean, John? What time?
Ooh. Time to throw make some shade. That's right. And people, I'm telling you here and now, you better call in because I'm off next week, and then who knows what's going on. Listen, no one knows what's going on here.
I thought about it before we go to break, that what you're intimating would kill off a legacy. Because remember, we don't do weekly apologies anymore.
Right.
Is this the final vestiges?
We don't do male golfer, female golfer food.
And what you're implying would suggest that
this could be the final frontier.
Is this the way we completely remove Raheel from the station?
This is
his last contribution.
This is it.
Yeah.
We finally got him
out of here.
Real out of here.
Yeah.
This is it, people. So if you want to get in and make some shade, you better do it now. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. Kane is in the building. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:34 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It is, I'm just warning you, this could be the final frontier. Of make some shade. So this is the time, if you have ever wanted to make some shade at anybody for any reason whatsoever, this is the time to get in here and get this job done. Dal, are you ready?
I need to compose myself, John. You are kind of leaning into this could be the end of an era.
The end of an era.
Yeah. Let's go.
Let's throw some shade.
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All righty. Time to make some shade. We got all the lines taken up as soon as one becomes available. 713-780-3776. Be Nice is up first. What up, Be Nice?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Appreciate y'all for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in.
I'd like to throw some, make some shade at Deshaun Watson for being a sex offender, and he belongs in jail with all the other 007 agents in there. And also, I'd like to throw some shade at the towing company. Autos are suck for towing my truck for being in the fire lane at my apartment complex where everybody else parks. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah. Make some shade.
Fire lanes suck. Fire lanes do suck. I mean, come on. That's close to the building.
Why do you think they're close to the building, the fire lanes?
Yeah, there's no fire. There's no fire going on. Okay? That's all I'm saying. And fire hydrants suck.
You have an issue with those.
Well, why can't I park here? You know what? Just go around me.
Ooh. Okay. You've had issues with firefighters in the past, at least the ones who couldn't put out a chemical plant fire you had an issue with.
Well,
do your job.
Wasn't there a fire lane there? Yeah.
I believe
Did they still not get the job done? Yeah.
I believe you said, hey,
Hey,
do your job.
Do something.
Do something. What are you guys doing?
Lisa is here. Ladies always go to the front of the line. Hey, Lisa.
Yes, sir. I'd like to throw some mix, some shade at Carl Lewis for the comments that he made last night when the 4x100 U.S. men didn't qualify. I think the University of Houston team dropped the baton and didn't even make it to the Olympics. So, shut up, Carl.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Did the University of Houston didn't make it to the Olympics?
Maybe the team composed of Cougars didn't make it. I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't. Did Carl Lewis?
Or did they maybe not make it to the NCAA?
Was Carl Lewis on a team who dropped the baton?
I don't know that. I don't know that. But Lisa said, "Shut up."
Either
Carl.
Way, shut I up, like Carl. It. I appreciate
it. I'm all about it. I'm not going to refute her shade.
Thank you, Lisa. Yeah, but, Carl.
Yeah, Carl. Shut up. Who's next, Chuck? Let's get Chuck in here. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, I wanted to throw some shade at Mr. Gal. Hear me out. Jong, Raheel, Nick. Dell, you better get that program director job. Shade thrown. I'm throw some.
What makes you think
shade.
I want that job? Seems like a lot
Wouldn't
of work.
Wouldn't you have to apply?
Yeah, I appreciate the support, but I don't want that job.
Jack, what's up, Jack? Throw some, make some shade.
Yes, sir. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, red is a little bit. Okay. My shade is going to be at the Blitz. AJ, you're still going to catch some shade even though you're gone. How are you and Fred going to throw a listener's going away party for you, but then it gets to max capacity and then you stop letting people in? And then, of course, Fred, always complaining and bitching, has to go on air and talk crap to the people and fans that couldn't get in. It's a fan party. Without the fans, you would never have been as successful and had a show, Fred. So, Fred, you stop being a crumb bum dickweed bitch.
I am wrong. Throw some, make some shade.
You crumb bum. Okay. I no comment. That's it. Tyler. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, I got two shades to throw. First is to AJ for blowing Game 7 of the World Series with 8 outs to go. He's a big crumb bum. Second shade is to you, Granato, for being woke, getting rid of female golfer, and now you're going to get rid of throw shade. You're a crumb bum as well.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
I'm going to miss some of these things.
I know. I like being a crumb bum. AJ is here. Is this our AJ? Let's see. AJ.
No need to jerk for joy. No need to jerk for joy. Move to Nevada. No need to jerk for joy.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Did I? I didn't know. I heard. Was it for joy? Jerk for joy?
What jerk
was,
for joy.
I don't know. I didn't get the reference.
I don't know what that is.
Neither do I.
Somebody just said, I'm going to call the radio show and sing that. Watch.
Probably.
That's all. I'll bet you won't. How much? Okay.
Hey, you're calling around. We don't care about that
we
stuff.
We don't care.
You could have said anything.
You could
anything.
Do that. Yeah. No,
that's not a challenge here.
Everybody wants to do that. We'll do that for 4 hours if you want.
Yeah.
Eric is next. What's going on, Eric?
Yeah, I like to throw some, make some shade at Texas Star Grill Shop for making Lance believe that he can make anything other than dry-ass brisket.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
I'm not putting that on them, but okay, I can't refute your shade. Can't refute it. Who's next? Paul. Throw some, make some shade, Paul.
Hey, I got to make some shade at some sports talk hosts in this city. Michael Connor, the personality of a four-week-old lemon, the knowledge of baseball of maybe a teenager, which I think he played when he was a teenager, and, you know, don't like to listen to him. Josh, and it's funny. But the stick gets old. And Fred in the afternoon don't want to really listen to a 55-year-old guy talking about getting high anymore.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
All right. Okay. I don't know where. Some guy's just out of nowhere. Michael Connor's sitting there going, what the hell?
Hey, wait a
I'm
minute.
I'm sitting over here. I don't even work here. Luis, what's going on, Luis? Luis, you there? Luis.
Yo.
Yeah, go ahead.
I never wanted to call in and throw shade on you, John. I mean, Johnny, this is my favorite hour of the day. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and throw shade at you, man, for those breaking news that this might be the end of a great era, man. Ouch.
Make some shade.
Man who doesn't want Throw Shade Thursday.
No, he doesn't want to Throw Shade Thursday. He wants it to last forever. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
If this is the last time, Johnny G, you know you got to do it right.
Let's go.
Juanito G, bring back Raheezy.
Delvecito! Para tres.
Gentlemen, good morning. Hey, man, tell me it ain't true, but, man, I'll make it short and sweet. Shout out to Cobos Q, my boy Anito now. You know what I'm saying? Free OU Mike. Actually, rest in peace, OU Mike. Rest in peace, Lazy J. Rest in peace to all the crew at the warehouse, man. I'm so sad right now, but I got to throw shit at ESPN. If you guys are going on like this, y'all are hurting me, man. Y'all killing the raza, bro. Shade
thrown,
man.
Throw some shade.
That's what he did. Ryan's up next. What's going on, Ryan?
What's going on, fellas? I got to throw shade at the station. I didn't know today was the last Throw Shade Thursday. Also, did not know that Nick died. Shade thrown.
No, Nick's alive.
Yeah. One of those things is correct.
Yeah.
Nick is not dead.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, you know, when people leave here, we do RIP him.
Yeah, it is RIP.
So, dearly departed, Nick.
Yeah, R.I.P. White Magic, is that it? Is it White Magic? White Magic, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, let's start off by saying Polillo's a bum. He's boring. Get off the air. Fred is a crumb bum, bitch. Please get him the hell off the air. He's old. He complains all the damn time. Everybody's tired of hearing his ass. Get Fred's crumb bum bitch ass off the damn airway.
Make some shade. Brutal last day. This is it. Jay's the last one. What up, Jay?
Hey, man. First off, rip to Judy. Man, I want to throw shade at the throwing shade, man. Come on. We could have did better than that on the last day. Rip to Judy Dickinson, male golfer, female golfer, fool, and all other beautiful segments, man.
Make some shade.
Say goodbye. Say goodbye. That is it. 1044 ESPN 97.5. Throw Shade Thursday. We'll talk to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's over and you'll get an explanation. Well, it'll be self-explanatory, really. I mean, we don't have to really explain what's going on. But yeah, we appreciate it. And all jokes aside, thank you to Raheel. One of his brilliant ideas that lasted a really long time. People enjoyed it. So shout out to our dearly departed Raheel, who's still alive but dead to us. he'll text us randomly, hey, when are we getting lunch? And no one responds. We should probably respond to that text at some point. If you guys don't know, there's a group chat called Glory Boys, and Raheel occasionally goes, hey, guys.
When are you going to have lunch?
And
nobody ever. All right. Way to finish strong, people. Saying goodbye to Throw Shade Thursday. We will miss you.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here. 10:49 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Del, apparently Governor Cuomo is in a little bit of a problem. He's got problems, right? Well, apparently he's trying to defend himself, Del. So he put out a slideshow proving that he touches everyone. So that's what I do. I touch everybody.
You can't say I harass women when I simply touch everyone.
Yeah.
That's the defense?
I touch everybody.
What if the men you're touching don't
women,
like it?
I like to touch them all over.
What about the men?
All over the place.
So is he touching the men in the same place he touches the women?
Well, I don't know, but he says, I do it with everyone. Black and white, young and old, straight, LGBTQ, powerful people, friends, strangers, people who I meet on the street. I touch everybody.
People you meet on the street.
Yeah.
Why are you touching people you meet on the street?
I don't know. Don't you touch everybody you meet?
I don't touch anyone I meet, honestly. I ain't trying to catch a case.
Well, I don't know. Just seems to me, if you touch everybody, then like it's like Deshaun. I get massages all the time.
He doesn't. Yeah, but he
does. I got a little baby towel. It's what I do.
Yeah, but.
I get naked and I get a little baby towel.
Yeah, but how about that thing?
It's hot in here.
How about that thing where you keep moving yourself towards me and asking me to touch stuff? Mm. Is that what you do all the time, too?
Play hide the finger.
Oof, that's a game I don't want any part of.
Nope. Well, apparently, not only is he catching it, but Chris Cuomo's catching it.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
You want to talk about nepotism, not having to talk about the biggest scandal in the country when it has to do with your brother and you're hosting CNN. That's nepotism.
He says something like, we talk about COVID here or something. Like at the start of one of his shows, he goes, we're COVID. We talk about COVID. We don't talk about, you know, my brother doing stuff he shouldn't be doing.
Apparently, they're having a Howell City, Michigan. Apparently, they're having a problem with drag queen bingo.
How are they having a
problem? Well, for 60 years, the Melon Festival has been held as a family-friendly weekend tied to the local crop. It was canceled last year due to COVID. It was canceled this year after drag queen bingo was added as an attraction.
So, why didn't you just not add drag queen bingo?
Well, I don't know. Howell, Michigan doesn't sound like a place where drag queen bingo would be a welcome sight.
The population of it doesn't seem like a forward metropolis.
No,
of
Howell City, Michigan.
Yeah,
including Keith Ridge. Keith Ridge doesn't sound like a place for drag queen bingo.
A town of less than 9,500 probably is not going to be down with drag queen bingo. How would you even get enough drag queens in that town to have bingo night?
Yeah, I don't know that they want a tremendous influx of drag queens in Howell City.
You know, that's probably some of the thinking. If we allow this now, what's going to be the state of our town? We're just going to invite an element that we don't appreciate, as I believe probably was said. We don't want that element around here.
Yeah, I mean, Howell City. I mean, you couldn't come up with a better idea than drag queen bingo.
Yeah, I don't even know how it got past the planning stage.
Yeah.
In that town.
Apparently, Dell, they have genetically altered daddy long legs to give them short legs.
Why are we messing with
Why
spiders?
Why would we do that?
You know,
daddy long legs is like, hey, it's my identity.
Are the long legs contributing to early deaths? Why are we messing with their genetic code?
Maybe people see them easier if you got shorter legs.
You know what we're going to do, right? Some scientist is going to get going to feel himself and think, you know what I can do? Make a super smart giant daddy long leg, and we're going to lose the world to spiders. Yeah. We initially thought because of Planet of the Apes would be monkeys. If it's spiders, we got no shot.
No.
No one, like the monkeys, they don't freak us out. We probably fight them. If it's just giant spiders doing stuff, forget it. We're done.
So a woman in Gatineau, Quebec, bought on Amazon an urn to put her grandmother's ashes in. Unfortunately, when she got it, there were already ashes in there. Do you think, now since you bought the urn, Dell, what do? Do you toss the ashes down the sink, down the disposal, and then put grandma's in? Or do you go, hey,
maybe
put grandma in there?
I don't know if you want to mix ashes.
Maybe. You don't know what grandma's looking for. Well,
grandma's dead. No, she's not looking for anything. Maybe you just pour the ashes in a bag. Keep the urn and
I bought the urn.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You keep the urn.
Well, I gotta buy another urn.
No, you pour the ashes in a plastic bag.
Do you think you'd go to hell for just throwing ashes in a plastic bag?
What are you supposed to do with it?
Yeah.
Keep them.
You put me in a bad spot here.
Yeah, it's not your fault.
Am I putting your ashes on my mantle? No.
No, that's not
the
point.
I don't even know who you are.
You could be a terrible person.
Yes.
I don't know you.
Well, and oh, by the way, shouldn't you clean out your urn before you sell it to me? Third party?
There are multiple,
Amazon?
Multiple problems with this.
Yes. West Lafayette mayor's in some trouble in Indiana. Apparently, he said this. There are people that some sort of governmental power trip. I lost my temper at a council meeting here recently, and I referenced them as unvaccinated a-holes. Only he used
the actual word.
Unfortunately, sometimes it's accurate. That's true.
Is Bryson DeChambeau an unvaccinated a-hole?
Yes, Bryson DeChambeau is. Hey, Bryson DeChambeau a-hole. Get some. Let's go. Hey, you know the, how about this? The Seattle homeless camp at the courthouse in Seattle is so dangerous that the sheriff told everybody, you don't want to work there. Work from home.
Hey, we can't protect you.
The King County Courthouse in Seattle, you can't work there anymore.
Sometimes you understand the situation. Look, we ain't got the manpower. We can't protect you. You're taking a risk working there. Work from home.
Yeah.
Do it.
Michigan man, not the brightest crook. Apparently, he had a break-in spree, but they were able to catch him, Del.
How so?
Because he has an ankle monitor.
Yeah, that'll be a way to track someone. Hey, weren't you here? Yeah, that's you. Come with us.
Dumbass. You shouldn't go on a break-in spree with your ankle monitor on.
It's a bad idea.
We're done. Charlie Pulillo is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.